Hello, welcome to Why Not Me? In life, we face many trials and obstacles, many challenges, and in the thick of it, we can be tempted to think, why me? But every obstacle presents an opportunity, and every trial can bring triumph. So I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? When in the middle of it, when things are tough, look around and think, why not me? It's happening for a purpose. And then, when success is at your doorstep, and all you have to do is open it, you may find yourself hesitating, questioning, is this for me? Do I deserve this? And I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? Throw the door open wide, shout to the world, why not me? Embrace your success. I'm your coach, Todd Halls. I'm grateful to have you on this journey. Welcome to Why Not Me. Hello, hello. Welcome to Why Not Me, turning trials into triumphs, seeking and embracing success. I'm your host, Coach Todd Halls. As always, I am so grateful to be here today. I'm excited for you to meet our guests, listeners. And listeners, I just want to say thank you. I'm grateful for you being here. Always, always appreciate you. Without you, there'd be no point in doing the show. Our guest today hails from the greater Tampa, Florida area. So I'd like to introduce you to Brian Cruz Bailey. Brian is a business owner. He's an entrepreneur. He's a dad of two lively boys, and he's got a girl on the way and a lot of other things happening. And I can't wait for him to share with you what all is going on. Brian, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd. I really appreciate you having me.
It's a pleasure. So just want to, I guess, start. Give us a little bit of background on you.
Well, I'm 28 years old. Like you said, I was born in Tampa, Florida. I have four siblings, three of which are biological. One is adopted. I did fumigation for about 8 years. And after I was tired of all the blisters on the knuckles and, you know, working 7 days a week, 10-hour days, it got to be a little much. And I figured I could potentially make more money doing what I do now in a shorter time span. And not only that, but I could also, you know, spend time with my boys and just make sure the household's taken care of.
Yeah, very cool. So what is it that you're doing now? Tell us about your business.
Well, I own Florida Premier Property Maintenance. We're an all-in-one service property maintenance company. We specialize in landscaping, pressure washing, facade installation, paver installation, you name it, we can do it. We're hoping to, you know, gain about two or three more trucks and really make a statement in the industry in our area. We're awesome. we're working for it.
That's awesome, Brian. When did you launch the company?
January 1st of 2023.
All right. So you passed your 1 year anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah,
there's a lot of businesses out there or former businesses that don't make that milestone. So good for you.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So curious, leading up to it, was there fear? Was there excitement? Like, and when did you know, like, it's time to go out on my own?
Well, I had a car accident back in March of 2022. And, you know, having a rough, having a rough childhood. And not really having, you know, the cards that I was dealt, cards that favored me. So it was really hard when that accident happened and I lost everything. I lost my job. And since I lost my job, I lost my house and my truck was next. And I had to move back in with my mom. And I'm like, you know, just brainstorming on what do I need to do to make it happen. And the first thought was just a truck. I need a truck. You know, with the truck, I can make my payment. I can make my rent or whatever the case. You know, doing the math, if I do $300 every 3 hours, that's $900 a day. That's $5,000 a week. You know, I just started like that. You know, clearly I'm not making that. I would be in a different background setting, but, you know, it's all a starting point. And first you have to have a goal, then you have to work towards the goal. So, I'd say the starting point was, I wanted to make $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. So just to make sure that everybody heard and that this lands, if I've got this right, you had a car accident.
Yep.
due to the fallout of that, whatever was involved, you lost your job. So you lost your house. So you lost your car.
Correct.
So you moved back in with your mom at about 26 years old, if I'm doing the math right, somewhere in there.
About 27, 28.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So moved back in with mom with no job and no vehicle. And you decided it's time to open a business.
That's right.
I just need a truck and I can go to work and make this thing work.
That's right.
And you are.
I am. I am. And I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I've gotten, you know, including being here with you. So for that, you know, it's all worth it.
Yeah. So you mentioned something as you were describing what it looked like. You said first you have to have a goal, and yours was $1,000 a day. Curious if you just had that in your head. Did you write it down? Did you look at it every day? Like how do you keep that?
You know, to be honest, if I looked at it every day, it probably would have happened, you know, sooner than later. But I wrote it down and I just, you know, thought about it over and over and over and went on SunBiz and, you know, Googled and searched about business insurance and stuff like that. And when I found out, you know, it's doable, I just went for it. At the time when I moved back into my mom's, I was working for a manufacturing company and a bounce house place at the same time. And that's how pretty much I got the money for the truck. But I started over from that. And the bounce house company owner, he had came from Publix, general manager at Publix. And, you know, he just, everybody told him, oh, you're wasting time. Bounce houses is, you know, saturated and so forth. So him and his partner started up Bounce House Party. And I was working for them on the weekends. And then during the week, I would go with one of the owners and, you know, lay sod and pick up trees and cut trees. And it got to a point where it's like, wow, I can lay, you know, 4 pallets of sod in 2 hours and make $500. You know what I mean? Or I can cut down a tree in 4 hours and make $500. And so it pretty much, as soon as I got the name Florida Premier Property Maintenance and everybody was telling me, oh, it's catchy, it sounds good, I'm like, That's it. I'm running with it. Yep. So it's fun. It's definitely fun.
That's awesome. What an incredible story. Because I think it's easy for us humans, I was going to say as men, but let's just encompass all of us, to experience something like that. And this, you know, that's the reason I called the show Why Not Me, is because life happens, right?
Right.
For some people, it's illness. For you, it was a car accident. But we experience setbacks, and then we've got a decision to make. We can either let life beat us up. And what usually happens is we just beat ourselves up, you know, after that. Life doesn't have to, but we get caught in our own pity party. But you didn't. You're like, correct. You know what? Here's the opportunity I see in front of me.
Yep. It's definitely a long reach there. But, you know, when I look back at it now, it's soothing, you know, that I don't have to. I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, business does come with its stress, and it does come with, you know, I still have to put money on the table. I have to work every day. But it's definitely a better stress, you know, knowing that all I have to do is get up and put on this yellow t-shirt and go get some jobs, that I'll be okay.
Yeah.
A little bit more complicated than that, but you.
I was just going to comment. You make it sound so simple. I just got to get up, put on the yellow t-shirt and go get some jobs.
Yeah. Well, when you're going, you know, it does help. So.
Yeah. It's interesting. So there's a flip side to that, because you know, it isn't quite that simple, and yet it is that simple.
It is that simple.
Like, it just keep the main thing, the main thing. I know I need to get jobs, do the jobs that's it. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So how's it worked so far? Balancing that out with being a dad, because there's a lot of responsibility in business ownership, right? Mm-hmm. And the things that go with that. And then it's pretty easy to get into the, well, I know I've got to work. It's my business. I got to make this thing happen. And we sometimes do that to the detriment of spending time with family. So how's that going, balancing that out a little over a year into it?
Well, to be honest with you, my boys, they live with their mom, so I only see them pretty much either on the weekends, every other week, you know, like that. So I'm not going to take all the credit and say, you know, I'm Superman or anything like that. It's definitely a struggle when they are here to maintain focused and to complete the invoices and to make the calls and to schedule the estimates. So I would just say, you know, making sure that them and I are on the same team, you know, to tell them, look, daddy has to work. Daddy has a couple things that he has to do. Give me some time. I'll finish it. Then we can go to the park or vice versa. You know, if I know that I spent too much money or too much time on an estimate or a phone call or something, then I'll go ahead and give them undivided attention, because at the end of the day, you know, they're young and they need that, especially from a father.
They couldn't. Yeah, absolutely agree. Yep. Yep, yep. And yeah, it's something that I wasn't always good at. You know, being a business owner, it's easy to, well, work creeps in. If we're not careful, I've learned to set boundaries beginning of the day, end of the day, and leave the phone, you know, off for the most part. My family kids me the most about it, that it's always on do not disturb. I'm like, well, that's because I don't need to be controlled by this phone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Very easy to get sucked up in day-to-day activities.
Yeah. So what's your dream for the company? Where are you going to be in 7 years?
Well, hopefully in 5 years. I want 8 trucks. You know, I want 8 landscaping crews. You know, 2 installation, 2 maintenance, 2 pressure washing, and 2 just miscellaneous. So it's all about, you know, I just got to save. I mean, I didn't make the best decisions when I was a kid in my preteen years. So it's, you know, it's all on me.
Yeah. So what do you think your biggest challenge is as you're thinking of this 5-year dream and having 8 trucks? I'm just curious. So with 8 trucks, how many employees are out in the field at that level?
I would need at least 19. So okay. 2 per each truck and 3 in the office.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
That's going to get you pretty close. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. What do you think, you know, as you're thinking of the challenges, is there anything as you're thinking about, like, man, this is going to be the hard part, or your nervousness? Like, what are the hurdles you're going to have to overcome to get there?
Well, for a personal hurdle, I would say saving my money, you know, not coming from money. Every time I tend to get hands on money, it tends to go a little bit quicker than others. But I would probably say the main thing, and it's going to be the hardest, is the advertising and letting everybody around me in my area know what I do and what we can do. That way the schedule is full. If the schedule isn't full and I don't have enough work for 8 trucks, then I can't have 8 trucks.
Sure. So it comes down to just the marketing effort, just creating massive awareness that Florida Premier Property Maintenance is expanding and can take care of whatever needs there are.
Correct.
Cool. So you reminded me of something. I've recently, in the last year, I've discovered this book, and I've listened to it 3 times now, and bringing some of the principles into my coaching practice. And it's called Profit First. And if you haven't heard of it, and for all listeners, if you haven't heard of Profit First, I strongly recommend, if you're a business owner, check it out. It's an amazing, it's really simple concept, but simple isn't always easy to do.
All right.
One of the things he talks about in the book is this notion, it's called Parkinson's Law. And Parkinson's Law, as it deals with money, is our expenses will tend to expand to be equal to our revenue. And so he talks about, you know, he gives some examples, like we're rolling along and we're doing things a certain way, and then maybe we get a big check in or whatever, and suddenly we remember that we needed that new piece of equipment.
Right.
That we haven't had for the last 2 years, but now we've got a little extra scratch, right? Now we need it. And so And so it these expenses, even though we can justify them, they keep us in this in that cycle. So anyhow, it's an interesting book and a great read, and I strongly recommend Profit First.
Profit First. Okay.
So how do you do as a leader? Do you have employees currently?
I have 3 employees.
Okay. And how, if you were to rate yourself on your leadership, how do you do?
Well, I mean, I haven't had to fire anybody. I haven't had issues with anybody. So I'd probably give myself about an 8, you know, maybe 7.5, because there's always room for improvement.
Sure. 7.5, 8. That's doing fine.
It's pretty decent, I'd say. It's a B.
Yeah, so you're to a point where if you need to break away and go do an estimate, look at a job, there's still work getting done. So it's not relying on Brian to be everywhere all the time.
Correct. Now, at first, the first 2 or 3 months, it was definitely not like that. You know, some jobs I have to, you know, appear on and just make sure, excuse me, that things are getting done. Up to, I'm not going to say my standards, but, you know, to the customer standards. So yeah, it was challenging, but it's easier now.
Good. As it relates to having employees, building a team, what do you find most challenging there?
Reliability. So, you know, some team members like to be late. They like to make excuses. They like to, just excuse my language, but do a half-assed job. And that's not, you know, that's not what is going to make us as a company successful. You know, we have to take very deep pride and understanding in the work that we do. And we have to make sure the customer knows that we know what we're doing. So, I mean, being up late, that's just the first red flag. You know, showing up late is just the first one. And then, in my opinion, if you're late, then you're not really performing well, because you're still groggy. It's like waking up to your parents yelling at you before school. It just doesn't work out. You have a bad day at school.
Sure.
So I would just say just keeping everything together and organized.
Yeah. And if you were to pick one area, so you gave yourself 7.5 or 8 on leadership. If you were to pick like what's like a growth area for you, something you need to be focused on as a business owner, personally, where are you looking to grow?
In marketing aspect. Not too many people, you know I'm here. It's definitely a challenge trying to find an honest marketing company and somebody who like literally wants to see you win and doesn't just want to collect a percentage off of your Google leads. So I would say that's where I want to grow is to find somebody or something or a system that works for me and will help me help my company.
Sure. Have you tried? So just curious where you're at on that journey. Cause you described a couple things like somebody making a percentage off the Google clicks or whatever, however that works.
Right.
I get the impression like you've maybe tried working with a couple marketing companies already. Have you outsourced that?
I've tried. I've tried that, you know, everybody tries Yelp and, you know, Thumbtack and different other marketing companies. I mean, I had one guy say, you know, for 10%, I'll give you leads for 10% of the leads that I give you. And I mean, from a business aspect, you know, if you say, well, if I make I'd rather make 90,000 than nothing. You know, out of 100,000, you'd rather make 90,000 out of nothing. But when you take all the other expenses off of that 90,000, you're only left with 2,000. So, you know, that's definitely an aspect of finding a trustworthy company, a company or an individual, you know, maybe somebody who just enjoys, you know, posting ads or stuff like that. But that's definitely been the most challenging part of this whole process.
Sure. Are you in networking groups? Do you do any networking groups?
I do. I'm a part of a few. I'd say about 4 or 5. Okay. I do look for others, but they're super saturated. I mean, I'm only on Facebook. I mean, I have a TikTok and Instagram, but I don't really post on there as much as I do Facebook. Maybe I should switch it up. I'm not sure, but you know, it's all, we're all learning. And I just try to take one thing at a time. If it doesn't work, I just knock it off the list.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, and it's, I've heard it said, and I tend to agree with it, especially marketing. It is basically one big experiment, just a constant mm-hmm. changing experiment. And even, mm-hmm. you know, even what you find is working today, 6 months from now, it'll be something else. So you just always have to be testing and seeing what's going to resonate.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I agree.
So, and given the type of work you do for, I would think, you know, the in-person networking, and I don't know if you tried any of the in-person networking, would be valuable as well, like a BNI group or something like that.
What's a BNI group?
So BNI is Business Networking International, and essentially it's just a group of business owners and professionals that meet usually weekly in person with the express purpose of exchanging leads.
Oh.
So highly recommend checking that out.
Okay. Okay. So two free giveaways that you gave me. You gave me the book and now you're giving me this. So for the next one, I'm going to have to charge you.
well, hopefully it's adding some value. What are you most excited for this year? As you're looking ahead in 24, what are you like, man, this is going to be cool.
Well, you know, we just got approved. Me and my girl just got approved for a house. So I think the next thing that we would be excited for would be this baby coming, baby girl. After two baby boys, you know, two boys, rough houses. Oh, you want to fight? You haven't fought with me in a long time. Come on, daddy, let's fight. Let's fight. I think I'm ready for a daddy's girl, so to say.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, for talking before we started recording, she's due in April, right?
Yep. April.
That's awesome. I'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, yeah, it's right around the corner. Thank God it's April 28th and not April 1st. Yeah.
Cool. So as we just before we wrap up real quick, are you going to be moved into the house before April 28th?
Yeah, our lease starts on March 1st.
Okay. Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I actually had to pay this month's rent for this place and next month or this month's place for the other place in 1 month. So it was a little bit more out of pocket, but I'd rather do that than move April 1st and only have, you know, what if the baby comes on the 14th? Then we won't be ready for the baby. So it cost a little extra, but it's definitely well worth it.
Yeah, that overlap gives you some probably well-needed margin and peace of mind, especially for your partner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Cause she's babied up right now in my mom's house, actually. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to moving in together and, you know, taking it one day at a time.
Cool. Hey, Brian, something I asked my guests before we part ways is, If you were to offer up like one question that our listeners should be thinking about, something they should be asking themselves, pondering on, you know, when I think of your journey and where you've come, you've got a lot of wisdom to offer to get where you're at in the time you've done it. So if there were one question you'd have our audience ask themselves, what would it be?
To be honest, man, it'd be why not me? Why not me?
I think you could be I'm not going to go back and listen to every episode, but you could be the first person that stated it exactly like that. But yeah. Perfect. I love that.
You know, just like you said, I mean, I've came from some of the darkest places that, you know, people work their whole life to try to get out of. And here I am, I've done it in 2 or 3 years and I've literally changed my whole life around, from the time that, you know, I was 16, 17, acting up at the house. So, yeah. Why not me? You know, why not?
Awesome.
Thanks, Todd. Brian. Hey. You liked that one, didn't you, Todd?
Yeah, that was good. So for folks listening, maybe they're in the Tampa area and want to find out how to hire you to help them out with the property or whatever projects they have, or maybe it's somebody that's listening and thinks, man, I like Brian, I like his story. I want to just get to know him better and wants to reach out and make connection. What's the best way to find you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Brian Cruz Bailey. You can also go to Facebook at Florida Premier Property Maintenance. You can visit our website. You can go to Google, and my phone number is on Google page. Feel free to give me a call if you'd like to chat. Free estimates and $50 off any service. So
awesome. Awesome. Brian, it was awesome. Wonderful talking to you. Thanks for being on.
Likewise, Todd. Thank you.
Of course. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. As always, I'm so grateful you're here. Real quick, want to mention today's show has been sponsored and brought to you by Todd Hall's Coaching, LLC. Please support them in order to support us. You can find them at www.coachtoddhalls.com. And finally, listeners, everybody, whatever grand vision you've been given, whatever dream God has put on your heart, remember, you can. Until next time, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful, and live life strong. Peace to you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. For even more on turning trials into triumphs and seeking and embracing success, go to toddhalls.life. That's toddhalls.life. And I look forward to serving you. Until next time, be strong, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful. Peace to you.